This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome back to Dishing It Up. Earlier, we talked about National Dollar Day and how AJ's is celebrating all month long with a dollar iced tea in all 11 locations. But you know what else August is? August is National Sandwich Month. Now, where are you going to go to get a great sandwich during National Sandwich Month? Well, you're going to go to the place that's been making amazing sandwiches since 1949 right here in Arizona. And of course, that's Miracle Mile Deli. And we're talking with Josh Garcia. Josh, where else would you get a sandwich during National Sandwich Month, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jan. I mean, Miracle Mile has been family-owned and operated here for 71 years in the Valley, and we're very fortunate to be able to continue to serve the wonderful community in Phoenix here. And as we mentioned earlier, what a better place to enjoy a fantastic sandwich than Miracle Mile, for sure.
Well, you've set quite a nice menu week by week for National Sandwich Month. So we have two more days to get the straw. So tell us about the straw and what comes with it, because you can only get that with this deal through the 9th, right?
Correct. So our special for the week. So during the month of August, we're featuring a different Miracle Mile favorite sandwich throughout each week of August. So okay. This week is the straw sandwich. We went big. We started with our number one biggest selling sandwich for 71 years, which is the straw, which has hot pastrami, hot sauerkraut, and melted Swiss cheese. And it's been our number one big seller, as I mentioned earlier, for 71 years.
Josh, why do you think the straw is your number one seller?
You have so many different flavors and textures built into that one sandwich, Jan. And of course, with our signature Kaiser roll or onion roll that you can't find anywhere else, the bread, you have to have great bread to make a great sandwich. That is a for sure statement. So if you don't have great bread, you're not going to have a fantastic sandwich. But the wonderful hot pastrami navel, it sits in the steamer for 4 hours before we even open our doors to the public. And then we slice it fresh off of the slicer. And then you have the wonderful sauerkraut that's our homemade brine that we've been doing here for 71 years as well. And then you melt some imported Swiss cheese on that, and it goes right on top of it. You have so many different flavors and textures, and the hot and the melty and the gooey. I mean, there's just so much wonderful, salivating things to even discuss about that sandwich.
Oh my gosh, I'm starving. How late are you open today?
We close at 7 p.m.
Oh, perfect. I'm heading down right after the show. No, it's, and with the National Sandwich Month, you're doing some great sides and a great deal to go along with the sandwiches, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our sandwiches do come with a side item. So traditionally, we do serve it with French fries. But if you don't want to do French fries, we have a homemade potato salad, coleslaw, macaroni salad. Our baked macaroni and cheese is also another fan favorite. So we have a lot of different options for people to choose from as well. So it's always a very exciting time at Miracle Mile, regardless of the time of year or the specific month. But it's always, for sure, just a very unique thing that you can't get anywhere else.
All for $10 too. It cracks me up. One of your sides is applesauce. Now, if you had the choice between French fries and applesauce, how many people choose applesauce?
Well, the applesauce is still it's a nice chunky applesauce.
Oh.
If you do order a potato pancake, you have to have the applesauce and sour cream with the potato pancake.
Yeah,
so
that's why we offer
the applesauce as an option.
All right. So you've got till Sunday. You've got through Sunday to get the straw. And then next week, the week of the 8/10 through the 16th, you get a brisket of beef sandwich.
Yeah. So our brisket of beef has been, once again, another great seller here at Miracle Mile. And then so with that brisket, we oven roast it for about 6 hours, slow, low and slow for sure. And then we trim off all the fat, and then it sits in an au jus for another 4 hours.
Oh, man.
And then that just, once again, that beef just melts in your mouth. So that's a very, very big seller here at Miracle Mile. We're very excited to be able to offer that the 10th through the 16th.
Oh, that's awesome. So again, that's a sandwich, a side, kosher deal pickle for $10. And then the following week, the third week of August, you get the combo. Now, what is that? And I know it's piled high, whatever it is.
Yeah, so the combo is kind of the best of both worlds. So you have hot pastrami and hot corned beef piled on top of each other. And that's been kind of just our staple go-to. So if you can't decide between what you like better, if you want corned beef or if you want pastrami, you can have both on the combo. So we're running that special, once again, for only $10, the 17th through the 23rd.
All right, that sounds great. And then finally, the last week of August, you've got the New Yorker. What is that?
So the New Yorker is another fan favorite. That's our number two bestseller. So that is hot pastrami, our homemade coleslaw, and Russian dressing.
Oh.
You have different flavors, different textures. You have a hot and a cold mix on the same sandwich. It is a messy one, so you will need some extra napkins. Our dining room is now open, so we are very excited to have the community back into the dining room. So you can make sure you ask us for a few extra napkins before you do sit down at the table, or if you want to get it to go. Or do curbside pickup, we're more than happy to offer that as well. But it is a messy sandwich, I will warn you.
See, what I would do, Josh, is for the month of August for families, because at this point, parents are pulling their hair out going, what am I going to make for dinner? What am I going to make for lunch? I would make August a National Sandwich Month at home, and I would pick up a half a dozen straw sandwiches and have sandwich night this week. And then I would pick up another, you know, however family members you have, for brisket of beef the next week, and then the combo the following week, and end the month with the New Yorker and just get sandwiched out.
I just love the way you think, Jan. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Well, and it's so convenient, too. And I know that you're taking every precaution inside the restaurant as well, Josh. So we're talking with Josh Garcia with Miracle Mile Deli. They have been here for us since 1949. We have to be there for them now and support them during National Sandwich Month. So again, you get a great sandwich, signature sandwich, a side, a kosher dill pickle, all for $10 each week through the month of August. I love what you're doing there.
Thank you so much. We're very fortunate to be able to continue to serve the Valley community, and we're very blessed and thankful for everybody's support.
Very good, Josh. Thanks so much. And we can go on your website just to keep track of the weeks and the sandwiches, right?
Absolutely. MiracleMileDeli.com. Check us out.
All right, kiddo. I'll see you in a couple minutes. I might have to get that. I might get a straw, a brisket of beef, a combo, and a New Yorker.
You know where to find us, Jan. 16th Street and Campbell. We'll look forward to seeing you.
There you go, Josh. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful Saturday.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, our home these days is our whole world. We're spending so much time at home. We're building out home offices. We're panicked about what surfaces in our home have germs and bacteria and how we keep things clean. We obsess about it. So I thought I would bring in an expert, a national expert, who they do cleaning services for huge corporations. And I'm talking with Mary Tirado with OpenWorks. Mary, I wanted to talk to you about how we can kind of keep our home sanitized and clean, and maybe what pitfalls we run into, what surfaces we should pay more attention to. But first, I want you to tell us about OpenWorks, because this is a huge company.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Dan. So OpenWorks is a national facility services and commercial cleaning franchise operator, and that helps businesses like healthcare facilities, schools, and so many more other locations. We were actually founded in 1983, and it has become one of the fastest growing franchise operators in the nation,
wow,
offering consistent commercial cleaning. And we also offer integrated facility services maintenance through other, you know, and services.
Right.
Headquarters here are in Phoenix, and we have more than 20 regional offices and more than 700 franchise partners across the country.
That's incredible. Well, you're the right one to come to talk about, you know, best cleaning practices at home during this pandemic. Let's start with hand washing, and then we go from there.
Yeah. So a couple of tips for, you know, keeping your environment clean. So now that a lot of us are working from home, not only is our home office should be kept clean, but also other tips when you're coming into your home, right? So important thing to remember when you're at home, wash your hands. I mean, that is something I don't think a lot of people do remember to do when you're at home. I think, you know, we all have busy schedules. We're getting home in a rush, take the time to wash your hands. Also, another good practice is Don't wear shoes inside your house.
Wow.
I think a good thing, you know, a lot of us don't remember that, but we're actually tracking infectious pathogens and spreading of them throughout our floors in our home.
My goodness, I hadn't even thought about that. So don't wear shoes inside the house. Wow, that's incredible. And what about the kitchen counters, which is where so much activity happens?
Yes, absolutely. So I think a lot of the times you think about kitchen counters, you're thinking about cook prepping and all of that. But I think a lot of us, I mean, I'm guilty of that. When I arrive home, the first place I go to is the kitchen because I'm going to get a glass of water and things. And I have things in my hand. I'm going to set them on the kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So we definitely have to be mindful of that. Like, we're tracking in items. You know, we probably had some items set on the floor and in a commercial place, and now we're bringing them inside the house and we're setting them on our kitchen counter. So it's an important part of it too. It is kitchen. We are cooking, but keep in mind to disinfect the kitchen counter.
Yes, exactly. And then of course the keyboards, the mouse, the open desk surfaces, the arm rest on your chairs, all just, and Mary, with just a minute that we have left, what products should we have to do all that? Is it vinegar? Is it bleach? Is it sanitizer? Tell us what we should have in the house all the time.
Yeah, the good things to keep in offhand are Clorox or other brand bleach, Lysol or store brand wipes, Prevail or alcohol. Now, keep in mind that alcohol concentration of it needs to be 70%. More is needed to disinfect. And then also you can go online on the EPA list of registered chemicals, that they'll have a full list of disinfectants you can actually use, and they'll show you which ones are actually good, you know, disinfectants for COVID-19. And
great.
Then you can actually take a look and how to use it.
Great tip. We're talking with Mary Tirado with OpenWorks. Mary, great suggestions. Wash your hand. Take your shoes off before you go in the house. Get Clorox and Lysol, 70% plus sanitizer. Great tips for keeping us safe. OpenWorks online if you're looking at keeping your companies safe. Mary, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Jan. Thank you so much.
All righty. We'll talk soon. Well, that's our show for this week. If you missed any part of it, all you have to do is go to ktar.com. Up at the top, you'll see podcasts. Click on that, scroll right down to the Dishing It Up show page, and all the information is there. For that amazing chicken Southwest salsa lettuce wrap, I've got that recipe and video on my website at jandiotri.com. Also, my Facebook page. I've got tons of recipes and videos for you there. So grab a great recipe and make it this week. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you right back here next Saturday when we dish it up all over again. Bye.